Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 8th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Coronary artery compliance modification after non-compliant balloon angioplasty and intravascular lithotripsy. Intravascular lithotripsy demonstrates efficacy in treating balloon-crossable calcified coronary lesions. It achieves this by inducing calcium fractures and improving coronary artery compliance. This study evaluates patients with calcified coronary artery lesions from the Benelux IVL prospective registry who received intravascular lithotripsy under intravascular ultrasound. The research provides a direct comparison of coronary artery compliance modification between intravascular lithotripsy and non-compliant balloon angioplasty. Article number 2. Outcomes of high-risk pulmonary embolism stratified by clinical phenotype. Results from two specialized pulmonary embolism centers. High-risk pulmonary embolism presents with high early mortality and a heterogeneous patient population, ranging from cardiac arrest to obstructive shock or hypotension. Systemic thrombolysis remains the standard of care, but its use is limited by contraindications and bleeding risk. Catheter-directed therapies offer alternatives, though data on their use in high-risk pulmonary embolism is limited. This study characterized the clinical characteristics, management strategies, and outcomes across three distinct high-risk pulmonary embolism clinical phenotypes. Article number 3. Small, extracellular, vesicle-mediated adipocyte-cardiomyocyte crosstalk exacerbates heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF phenotypes, were induced in male C57BL/6N mice using a high-fat diet combined with N-omega-nitro-L-arginine methyl ester. The study found a causal relationship between adiposity and heart failure with preserved ejection fraction pathogenesis. Resection of visceral adipose tissue blunted heart failure with preserved ejection fraction phenotypes in mice, while transplantation of visceral adipose tissue exacerbated these phenotypes. Article number 4. SIRT1NCOR2 corpressor modulates trophoblast macrophage interactions in preeclampsia. Preeclampsia, a severe hypertensive disorder of pregnancy, is associated with low SIRT1, SIRT1 levels in trophoblasts. Single cell sequencing of systemic SIRT1 heterozygous knockout mice revealed abnormal activation of trophoblast retinoic acid receptor responder 2, RARRES2, and macrophage chemokine-like receptor 1, CMKLR1, at the maternal-fetal interface. The investigation determined that low SIRT1 in trophoblast increases retinoic acid receptor responder 2 expression, which subsequently affects macrophage polarization. This mechanism clarifies a key pathway in preeclampsia pathogenesis. Article number 5. SERC-MFN2 regulates the IGF-2-BP3-PDK4 to ameliorate pulmonary hypertension. A pulmonary hypertension, pH-related circular RNA, SERC-MFN2, originating from the MITOFUSIN2, MFN2 locus, was identified. This SERC-MFN2 was significantly downregulated in the peripheral blood of patients with pH and in the pulmonary arteries of Sugen/hypoxia-induced pH mice. This study demonstrated that SERC-MFN2 regulates the insulin-like growth factor 2 messenger RNA-binding protein 3, IGF-2-BP3, pyruvate dehydrogenase kinase 4, PDK4 pathway. This regulation by SERC-MFN2 ameliorates pH, indicating its role as a potential therapeutic target. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.